Moberly Superintendent Dr. Matt Miller joins us, and a meeting was held dealing with moving forward with the alternative school. And what are some of the things that you're looking at right now, some things a board may be considering?
Well, we're looking at our long-range facility plans and trying to keep our eyes to the future. Planning for facilities is really important to think years in advance. And so at this point, we're looking at one of our buildings, the East Park facility, and looking at some investment that needs to be made either to maintain that building and renovate it to bring it up to the standard that the district has for facilities, or if it's better stewardship to invest in a new facility or to renovate an existing facility somewhere else in the town.
How early on in this process are we?
We're very early. The reason we're meeting right now for a couple reasons, but the main reason is we have some repairs that need to happen to that facility right away, and just to have it ready for school and to be able to run school in the next year or two. And so by asking the questions we're asking now, we can decide whether to patch a roof or to re-roof, for example. And that's the kind of thinking we're looking at. So if we're going to be in the building long term, then we'll approach repairs in one way. If we're going to be in the building short term, then we'll approach repairs in a different way.
And really, with the meeting you've had, and I imagine more of them are coming, you want public input, don't you?
Of course. Yeah, our public has been so supportive of our schools, and with two bond issues in 2011 and 2016, and our community has seen the return on that investment where our schools have become a point of pride in our community. So we want to continue that and be good stewards of our taxpayer dollars and make sure that what we do going forward represents the will of our community. So the feedback is critical.
I know East Park houses the North Central Regional School. How vital is that alternative form of education these days?
Well, every student I've ever met and every person I've ever met is a little different. And so it's important that we have programs that meet all the different needs of all the different people that come into our facilities. And in our alternative school, it meets the needs of students that are unique, and they've been very successful at helping kids persist to graduation and then go on to be successful members of our community. And without the program, we likely, it's not just likely, I'm almost certain you would have seen a much greater dropout rate in students that are in our community and as adults that didn't ever graduate high school.
I can remember when the alternative school idea first started, the saying was that not everyone does well in a traditional classroom, and that's probably still the case, isn't it?
Certainly.
All right. How about moving forward? Following the meeting that was held earlier, where do we go from here?
Well, we're going to take the feedback presented by the community and the East Park staff, and we have a facilities committee of our board that will process the feedback and then look to see what we think our next steps might be.
Any idea what those could be? I know you talk about either renovating, maybe a new building. Is a bond issue a possibility?
We'll have bonding capacity in our district in around 2020 or 2021. So this is one step in looking at our facilities needs for the future, and then considering what we might present as a bond issue in the future.
Okay, I got to ask you, we're in the high school right now. As you walk through district facilities, how proud are you of this district and of this community for what they've helped do?
It's amazing. These facilities are great. And I love to hear from our community members that talk about prospective employees or people that might be considering moving to our town. And they tell me, what I do is I take them and we drive down Gratz Brown and say, look at the schools that your kids could go to if you moved to Moberly. And that's the pride that we want to continue in our community.
Okay, final thoughts. School's quickly approaching. How about your thoughts on the opening week? What's that like from an administrator standpoint?
It's a joy. I love it. It's having all the kids back and the teachers back and in classrooms doing what they do best. It's a great week. Love the first week of school.
I'm over the superintendent, Dr. Matt Miller. He's joined us today on Quicksland this morning.